Well, are you one of the many people joining in or coming back to roller skating? It's become a very popular sport once again. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Talking, we hope, with a couple of guests. Jim Turner, we're still efforting to reach him, but I do have with us for sure Kelly Atkinson-Stahl. Kelly is a roller skating coach, former competitor. She's the Wisconsin Regional Representative for the Great Lakes Region and the president of the Wisconsin Artistic Roller Meets, or they call it WARM, the WARM League. She's an advanced certified AC3 coach with USA Roller Sports. Kelly, great to have you with us.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us. And she's outside today, so you might hear some birds chirping and some other other noises as we move along. But that's okay. It's nice to be outside on a day like today, I think. So as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in with your own questions and comments. Are you thinking about learning to skate? What questions do you have about skating? Do you have a favorite rink or maybe a memory that you want to talk about relating to roller skating? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Kelly, how'd you get involved in roller skating?
I loved to roller skate outside when I was little. I had those metal wheels on my skates, and your feet would tingle as you were skating down the sidewalk. And my friends and I used to make up little routines, so we were always interested in the roller skating. And I remember one of my Christmas gifts one year was to get actual roller skates, the kind lace them up, not just clip them on your skates. And I was maybe in about the second grade, and I was always very interested in the roller skating. But what happened was our Girl Scout leader, who happened to be my mom, signed us up for some skating lessons so that we could get one of our badges completed off of our list, as you know, Girl Scouts do. And we started taking some classes at the local skating rink in Racine at Skate Town. And I was hooked. There were some people from the club there helping about my age, and I wanted to be one of them. So I became one of them. And here I am 40 years later, still involved in the sport. So it's a great sport. It really is.
So what's so great about it?
Well, I love to talk about roller skating, so you might be sorry you asked, but it's one of those sports that is so very intricate. It's mentally challenging. It's physically challenging. And there are so many other aspects to it that people don't even realize. We do ballroom dancing with skates on our feet. We stand, if you ever go to a skating rink and you see those circles on the floor,
yeah,
we stand on those lines on one foot and do turns. And the goal is to stay on the line and do many different things, placement of where we put our turns and things like that. But it takes a lot of mental ability to do all of these things. And then, of course, there's the part that everybody is always interested in, the jumps and the spins. Roller skaters were the first skaters, ice compared to roller. We were the first skaters to do triple jumps. We were the first skaters to do quadruple jumps. So most people don't realize that.
Whoa. Can you flip?
We do have some skaters that do some flips, you know, like Sonia, what was that skater from France, the ice skater, would do some flips. We do have some skaters that do that, but the main thing is that the jumps and the spins are just very physical in roller skating. We don't glide as easily as those ice skaters on that ice, so for us to get our speed up to complete these harder jumps, you have to really move. You really have to push hard.
I would guess so. So there's three categories. The roller skating indoor nationals, they started on Saturday, right?
Yes. The competition actually started yesterday. And already the Great Lakes region is kicking butt. We are Very well.
Oh, well, have you competed in that before?
Yes, I've competed. I stopped competing when I was just out of college. So, yeah, I competed. I've been coaching now almost exclusively for about 20 years.
So is it kind of a young person sport that way? I mean, for the competitions like that?
No, you'd be surprised. It's too bad that we couldn't get Jim Turner on the phone. He is still competing, and he is in his 70s.
Oh my goodness.
This is a sport. There are skaters in their 90s still competing.
Wow. And when we talk about competition, there are three categories, as I understand it. There's figure.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hockey and speed?
Speed skating, but there's also roller derby in there as well.
and
they're all roller derby. Yeah, the stuff you used to see on the TV where they would bump each other out of the way. They roller derbies made a big comeback too.
Yeah, we have some people here at Wisconsin Public Radio who get involved in that, in roller derby. Jennifer Dargan is one that comes to mind.
So my skating club actually did the halftime show for the Bruce City Bruisers. We've never had a better audience. Never. They were so appreciative of us coming out and doing a little halftime show for them. They were hooting and hollering, and they were great. We loved it.
So let's look at the various, the speed skating, that kind of is interesting to me. Explain how that works. How is it judged, in other words?
Well, they have referees, so you can't break some rules, but it's mostly just speed. You know, who's going to be faster? You can't get off the line ahead of the starting whistle. And, you know, can't cut your corners, can't knock your opponents. But that is not my specialty. So that's about as much as I know about speed. But I will say, this is very interesting. Most of the ice speed skaters start in roller or train in roller 365 days of the year. So there's a lot of the Jennifer Rodriguez was a very good speed ice skater, and she was also an artistic skater. She was a world-class champion freestyle skater and figure skater too. So a lot of the competitors do both.
Wow. So you coach.
Yes.
Let's talk a bit about that. You're saying athletes, you know, the ones that want to compete at the national level, they're doing it probably every day.
Yes. However, like a lot of athletes, you do a lot of things while you're outside of the rink. If you are interested in being competitive, I mean, most people can't live in a rink. And right now, a lot of rinks have actually closed. So you have to take some training to your home as well. So I have my skaters doing, I call them, you know, homework. They do homework at home.
So,
core training, balance training. We even use small trampolines to train.
So there's a lot more than just putting on this. If you're in a trampoline, you're not on your skates, I don't imagine.
Exactly. There's a lot of things we can do off skate. In fact, right now around the world, the Italians are probably the strongest artistic roller skaters out there. And they train 6 months off skates and 6 months on skates.
Wow. And so the off skate months are building muscle, building agility? What?
Yeah. Everything. Everything that you do on skates, you practice off skates as well, except for, you know, with some modifications.
And what are the skates like these days? I haven't put a pair on for a long time.
They're way better than they used to be. You should, Larry, you should go skating. They're lighter. They're stronger. The plates are not those big, heavy clod hoppers that they used to have. The metal has gotten stronger and lighter. The action in your trucks are very responsive. So they're night and day from what they were.
Well, you could probably get me on a pair of skates. I haven't done it for a long, long time, but I still ice skate, so there's no reason why I guess I couldn't put on a pair of roller skates again.
You should join us.
Our guest today is Kelly Atkinson-Stahl. She is a coach. There's a lot of coaching. She's been doing it for quite a long time, roller skating, and visiting with her about the sport of roller skating. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. So what recreational options are there for folks who just want to get into skating for fun?
Skating outdoors is hugely popular right now. People are buying skates and just taking them outside. With when COVID hit and indoor places were closed, literally the skate manufacturers could not keep up. Even some of our competitive skaters that were children and just outgrew their skates have had to wait almost a year to get skates because of all the people buying skates. And that's kind of hard to do when you've outgrown skates as a teenager or even younger, a youth. But we've managed to get by. But yeah, a lot of people are skating outdoors. A lot of them are using the quad skates to skate outdoors. Just put on some outdoor wheels. The outdoor wheels are a little bit softer so that if you do hit some gravel or something that you'll roll over it easier, or go to the inline skates. It's even safer to skate on the inline skates for debris out on the ground. A lot of people are skating tennis courts.
Oh, I wondered about tennis courts, and I've got some other questions about courts, because there would be some other opportunities, I would think. Skateboards come to mind, and there are some skateboard courts out there, and I wonder if people sneak on the skateboard courts. Well, I'll ask you that later, Kelly. Hold on for now. Kelly Atkinson-Stahl, our guest today, and she will be with us right up till 12:30 today, and we'll look and see if we can get Jim Turner with us, or we're trying to do that right now. But you can call in right now. What's your skating experience like? You have a good memory of it? Give a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Kelly Atkinson-Stahl. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're talking about roller skating on the show right now. Larry Mueller here, happy to have you along. And we have a coach with us today to talk about it. Kelly Atkinson-Stahl is a roller skating coach, former competitor. She's the Wisconsin Regional Representative for the Great Lakes region and president of the Wisconsin Artistic Roller Meets, or WARM League. She is an advanced certified AC3 coach and with USA Roller Sports. And so she knows a lot about it, and she's done it a lot. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments as we move along. What are your favorite skating memories? Where do you like to roller skate, maybe? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Kelly, when we broke for news, we were talking about sort of where to skate outside, and I mentioned skateboard parks, but have you ever tried it on a skateboard park?
I haven't. Now, I'm friends with some of the roller derby girls from the Milwaukee area, and they go there quite often and try some of those, I'm not even sure what they're called, but the dips and everything.
Yeah.
So it'd be fun to go.
I'm wondering about rinks. You said a lot of rinks have been closed.
Yes.
How many rinks are left in the state?
I don't know for sure how many are left. There are a number of them that I am familiar with. And then, of course, the ones that I haven't skated at. I know that there was a little one in Janesville that closed. There were some in Madison that have closed. The Cudahy Rink just unfortunately had a water pipe break. And so that one ruined the floor and closed. But the Butler Skateland Rink is open. That's where we skate. It's a beautiful rink. A number of other rinks that are owned by the same family own rinks in like Waukesha and Watertown. There's a very nice rink here in Racine. I'm in Racine right now. There's a nice rink in Racine called the Star Roller Rink. There's a beautiful rink where we just held our regionals up in Appleton, the Appleton area, the Skater's Edge. That one is a gorgeous rink. So there's a lot of rinks still going, just not a lot of skating clubs right now.
Yeah, I know the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported that the county, Milwaukee County, has approved a plan just Thursday, this past week Thursday, to funnel $175,000 toward a pilot program for transforming the Red Arrow ice skating rink into a roller skating rink.
I heard.
Oh, you did?
I did hear about that, yes. So there's a group, if anybody is in the Milwaukee area and wants to check it out, there's a group called the Roll Train. They can look them up on Facebook, and they offer some classes through near there in the outdoor skating parks. They skate outdoors over there, and they have like adult classes. You have to sign up online, and it's first come, first serve, but they don't do really artistic roller skating. They're more of like the session skating and the jam skating is what we call it. But they're a good group of people. So there's a lot of ways to learn and get your skates back on and try it out.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the skates themselves. You mentioned, for example, outdoor wheels. I didn't even know there was a difference in the wheels. Talk about that a little.
You can probably do a search and find some choices for outdoor wheels. I prefer the Crypto wheels. They're a large, softer kind of wheel. They're called Cryptos. They come in a lot of different colors, but similar to like if you think of the rental skates, you know, from the rink, and they were those big orange wheels or those orange wheels on them. They're similar to those.
So are they more stable or what is it?
They're a little softer so that when you hit something that's hard on the ground, it will just kind of absorb it better. A harder wheel you're going to feel it. It might stop your wheel short while you're rolling. But I haven't skated outside in a long time. And I take care of children during the day. So I've had some of my daycare kids skate on my patio, but I always make sure we sweep it first so we don't have to worry about it. But if you're skating like a bike path or something like that, you'll want to be precautious. Knee pads and helmet.
And I'm wondering about that. When you said precautions, I'm wondering about injuries. Are there a lot of injuries in this? At least I'm wondering at the competitive level, but...
It's funny you say that because a skater from Ohio that he took a digger. So he fell on his face last night at practice and got quite a floor burn across his eyebrow. But it's skater error still comes in. You know, you hit your own foot. And then sometimes you still hit something even on the floor sometimes. Which is what is probably the most scary. We skate in competitive outfits and we put stones, they're like rhinestones on our outfits, and they get glued on. And occasionally, you know, some of those come off while you're skating and they do become a hazard on the floor. Quite a hazard, actually.
Oh. Well, tell us about this Warm League a bit more. You kind of mentioned it almost in passing, but it's the Wisconsin Artistic Roller
right
League.
We organize some skating competitions in the Wisconsin area, and we since COVID that we haven't actually held one, but we've held some test centers, which is not a competition. Test centers are more standard based, like almost like karate, where somebody is trying to get their a certain belt. We are trying to get a certain proficiency. So we've held test centers instead of competitions since COVID started. The test centers have been a big success. All of our skaters have been doing really well with earning new tests.
So go through that a little bit. So the various things that you have to do in order to qualify.
Yes. So you were mentioning that we have figures. We're the figure skaters, but the figure skaters have different aspects to our skating. So figures are those circles that you see on the floor. The other thing is, I mentioned the ballroom dancing. We call that dance. And then the next thing is the freestyle, the jumps and spins. So for each of those divisions, we actually have tests all the way from bronze medals up to the gold medal. So as skaters are doing it, they take their first test, which is the easiest test, and their second, third, and so on and so forth. And each division of our skating has a set number of tests and a prescribed things that they do. So from the beginning, we start with like a glide waltz, which is a completely forward skating dance. And by the time you're done, you're doing about 10 dances that are very intricate and involve turns and backwards skating, of course. And you can either skate that by yourself or with a partner, so that there's team dance skating and solo dance skating.
So I can remember doing that. I was probably 18, 19 years old skating with my girlfriend, Anne, at the time. And we tried a little of that, and it was fun.
Yeah. Believe it or not, to me, the dance skating, you can only jump and spin and fall down. How old? My daughter is 16. She stopped doing freestyle when she was about 12 because she didn't want to fall all the time. But if you skate figures in loops, which is the circles on the floor, or you skate the dance, people are doing that into their, like I said, well into their 80s. We've had a couple skaters that still compete in their early, low 90s even. That's for everybody.
Our guest today, Kelly Atkinson-Stahl, roller skating coach and former competitor. She's the Wisconsin Regional Representative for the Great Lakes Region, president of the Wisconsin Artistic Roller Meets League. Join in with your own questions, comments, or maybe experiences to share. Really quiet bunch today. I'm surprised. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. What are your favorite skating memories? Where do you like to roller skate if you do that? Is there a spot near you? Again, give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, or email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. What are the rinks like now? Do they still, probably the older rinks, I'm sure, still have wooden floors, but is that what the new ones are as well?
The preferred floor is a wooden floor, yes. They do have concrete with the plastic coating kind of floors.
Ouch.
I can't think of rinks that have opened lately, but a wooden floor is a little more forgiving to fall on than the concrete plastic coated floors. So we prefer the wooden floors.
I can see why. Somebody wonders, is there a website or a listing for the skate rinks in Wisconsin?
I don't know of a listing that just is for rinks in Wisconsin. If you do, there was a person who was keeping track of that. The last time I checked that, it was not being updated, and I cannot remember what the rink was. However, if anybody wants to contact me, if they are on Facebook, they can look for my club's Facebook page, which is called Wheels of Wisconsin Artistic Roller Skating Club, and I would be happy to help them figure out a rink in their area.
So Wheels of Wisconsin Artistic
Roller Skating Club.
Roller, that's a long one. Roller Skating Club. I'm just writing it down now. Well, there are some nice rinks, you know. Jill Nadeau, our producer's from Watertown, and she says the Watertown rink is really nice. And there are a lot of regulars who come out, and they have adult only skate times as well.
Yes, I've heard that their adult skate is very nice. They have a, I believe it's a Wednesday morning or a Thursday morning session that's just for adults. And one of our skaters attends that. There's a gentleman there named Armin Carpentier, who is a very knowledgeable roller skating person. If anybody wants to search him out, he's great.
So lots there. Somebody else wondered about history, which I'm sure that Jim is really good on the history of roller skating. But what, do you know where it originated?
I do not. I'm sorry. I wish we had gotten Jim on. He actually has written a roller skating book, and he full of knowledge.
About the history of it, because I have no idea how it got started or where it got started. Somebody wondered about good skates to buy if you're a beginner.
A good skate to buy if you're a beginner, there is a Rydell roller skating boot setup that they put together. I'm not sure of the name, but if you go on to the Rydell webpage, they have like a whole skate setup that was around $100 to $200, where it included everything, included the wheels, the plates, the bearings, just a nice little basic setup that could get anybody started.
And so are the wheels on these interchangeable? I mean, can you change them out?
You sure can. You can change everything out. You can buy everything separate and put it together yourself. Just have the skates mounted. But say you have mounted skates on a plate and you decide you want to change wheels or you want to change to a better bearing, you can change all of that out.
And what about used skates? Is it a good idea or are they like shoes you really shouldn't?
I would always suggest if you can to try something on first. But I will say I have gotten a lot of really great skates used. My favorite skate setup was a used pair of skates that I just happened to find on eBay. I skated on them for 15 years. So you can find them if you know what you're looking for. Another good thing to do is if you are looking for something very specific, like for outside or for inside skating, is to just contact somebody who could answer some questions for you, because I've steered some people into one direction maybe that they wouldn't have gone and saved them some money, or else you may be spending too much money or too little money for whatever you want to do. If you want to compete in roller skating, then you're going to spend a little bit more money, but it will be worth it in the long run because you won't spend $200 on a skate setup that you're going to have to just not use in about 6 months after you get a little better.
So you're saying you can get a really good set for up to $200? That seems...
A basic starter setup skate for, I would say, is probably under $200, and it's through the Rydell website.
But what are... how much are your skates? I mean, when you're talking at your level...
At a competitive level, you are spending around $1,000 for a skate setup.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a lot of use out of that.
Oh, yeah. And once your feet are not growing anymore, you can use those for decades.
Yeah, I think about golf and what I've spent for golf or what I've spent for fishing and... what I've spent for some other sports, and I guess I can easily go over $1,000 on fishing for sure, and golf as well. So I guess if you look at it that way, you've got something that's going to last a long, long time. Why not invest it?
Right.
What's your favorite skating memory?
Oh, well, I have two hats that I wear. One is a competitor and one is a coach. My favorite skating memory as a competitor would be the year my partner and I made it to nationals for the first time. And our first time skating in the National Arena, which was down in Fort Worth, Texas. It was an exciting time for us. And we made the finals our first year at nationals, which was also very exciting. And then as they were announcing our ordinals at the many years ago, they used to actually announce the ordinals before, as people were waiting to go out and receive their medals, they announced the ordinals right then. And so they were announcing our ordinals, and we had our ordinals were second place, third place, third place, fifth place, sixth place, which would have put us in third place, except that the judges couldn't make up their mind about who they wanted in first place. It ended up dropping us to fourth place. But it was a very exciting time. It was something that I wish every competitive person would get to experience, just that excitement and thrill of being so close.
And was that the coolest rink you've ever been in? Or I mean, what makes a cool rink?
Okay, so our nationals have been held in an arena for the last probably about 40 years. And that floor is actually a portable floor. They take it apart and they travel this floor around the country and they put it back together like a jigsaw puzzle. So we skate in different cities and in different arenas, but it's actually the same floor. Here. So there's that. Our nationals is in Lincoln, Nebraska this year, and that is where our headquarters are. So we end up going to Lincoln, Nebraska often because it's easy for them to have a lot of their employees because most of them live in Lincoln, Nebraska. So we end up in Lincoln, Nebraska a lot.
Let's go to Caleb in Des Moines. Hi, Caleb. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm in the car with my partner right now. We are driving through Wisconsin. We are both lifelong skaters. I'm a professional ultra skater, and she is actually the creative director for Rydell Roller Skates. So we wanted to call in and say hello to you guys.
Oh, cool. So you can get us set up for between $100 and $200 in a pair of skates with Rydell.
Of course. Yes, of course. We also do the skate.
Oh, we lost her. I'm sorry, we lost Caleb there. I'm sorry we did. Well, that's too bad. Well, it's nice to know somebody from the company is actually listening in, Kelly.
Rydell is a great boot. If I could comfortably put anybody in a skate setup, I would always choose a Rydell boot. They're a great boot. So.
Well, it's been a play. And what's your website for your organization, Kelly, for your group?
Oh, I don't have a website. I just have my Facebook page, and it's the one that I was telling you about, the Wheels of Wisconsin Artistic Roller Skating Club.
Okay, so people can go there and see what's up and probably be able to contact you directly if they've got direct questions about where they can go and things of that nature.
Any message would go to me. Of my skaters on there, lots of pictures from over there. Yeah.
Okay, it's been a pleasure, Kelly. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
For having me on. Anytime you want to talk about roller skating, come see me.
Okay, Kelly Atkinson Stahl, a roller skating coach, former competitor, Wisconsin regional representative for the Great Lakes region and the president of the Wisconsin Artistic Roller Meets, our warm league. Fun to have her with us. I didn't know, I didn't realize that they drag that really good rink all around the country with them. Take them apart, take it apart and put it back together again. So that's pretty cool. Well, let's look ahead to tomorrow. Jamie Nack and David Drake, our guests, are back with us once again. We'll talk about the increase in black bear sightings. We'll look at elk monitoring. And we'll also look at helping pollinators as well. That's tomorrow from 11 to 12:30 right here on the Ideas Network. In the meantime, stay with us. Lots more in store. I'm Larry Mueller.